reason it's nothing from the safe dover. I have new prints. It's tough to show design. I don't know if you have a print. It says, at the end of the Madrach to be Tochen, we'll tell you something about the present door. At least the door was 30 years ago. We're already about 10 doors later. The matter of the Ibnei Yeshiva Sachem Milchemet Olam Hashinya is Tantam in a Kotze Le Kotze. Before and after World War II, the matzav b'tochen of the yeshivas completely changed. The great yeshivas of Lita, from Mir, Kamenetz, Grodno, Lomze, the people that learned there had nothing. They had barely food to eat. As people learning in Grodno, they had to work Ben Azman and the grandfather of something in the neighborhood. He had to work Ben Azmanin and the potatoes field picking potatoes. And he picked enough potatoes and that's what he more or less ate afterwards. Another of Rabbi's demons, the Father Brach, also was in tremendous poverty. He happened to have a neighbor who had an eggplant farm. So, eggplant is something you can do all kinds of macholim for. First dish, eggplant salad. Second dish, eggplant steak. Desserts, eggplant puree. Bread and eggplant, that's more or less what it was. That's how it stayed in shape. I mean, that's he said there weren't a lot of girls that were willing to even marry Bnei Teriyah. We know in the Mir Yeshiva, there's a title called the Altamir. The 40-year-olds are waiting for somebody to marry them. When they came to America, it's very interesting. A lot of these Mirs, they married Hungarians and Polish, completely different types of, at least somebody from them that's willing to marry such a person. Yeah, till Akosh Bov Heir, as the famous story is here, that made it a core of chinuch for girls to want to marry Bnei Teriyah. The Maisa. He says that a person, sometimes a yeshiva bach is looking for a wife from a wealthy family and everything else. He says, if he does that, he has to be careful because he may be instead of being Batef Hashem, he's going to be his bitochen and his father-in-law or his wife having a panosa. And we saw before that a person is a bitochen something other than a kodesh bohu, who's wrapping him from a kodesh bohu. If sometimes a person not wants to get a woman in high tech, so she has a 10-hour work day and she's totally preoccupied in that. There's no time to bring up the kids. He becomes a babysitter. So instead of having like a utopian state of being growing in Torah, it's not like yours. Yeah. You always, whatever we're doing, the Yitzhahara is very tricky. The Yitzhahara is even more talented in convincing us that something which is not a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Than convincing us to do an Aveira. When we know it's an Aveira, it's much harder to get us to Yichsha. But when the Yitzhar tells us, no, this is a mitzvah this week, and a little bit this week, and like the guy who's having problems with his panosa, so he wants to get stock of money, so he starts stealing, he starts selling tarifas, and all kinds of terrible things. So all changed your mind, and you're asking. Yeah, but when we're standing by the Siyum, of the Tochen, I think tonight of Mamish Kol Bnei Yisrael Yitkuas Hasveich Shesorof Hashem. It's just the feeling of Chisorin. It's Mamish one in lifetime event. You have a person, a Reb Chaim Zecher Tzadik Lachem, that's united. I was talking to Chassidus Rebbe tonight. He said, there was never something like this. All the Rebbes, and all the Sadrish, and all the Ashkenazic, and even the ones that, for political reasons, didn't get along with it, they all realized that there was something different and much greater than we have, and not in every door you have such a thing. But, to be marked the Otam Godel is impossible, because you only see the tip of the iceberg. But this Nakuda of what we saw in the Rambam before also, a person who is just 100% Dovik Bakal Jishbofu, 24/7, for his entire life. That's a dugma that, you know, like someone says, oh, I'm kind of nishter now, I want to learn how to be a Bal Moichus. You don't learn how to be a Bal Moichus. A person who is dovid completely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Yeshuas. That's what it is. Zeichel himself, together with his wife, he knew nothing from a, you know, the secular papers are going to have a big problem. Why are so many people going to this guy? He had no position. He didn't have a yeshiva. He wasn't a dayan. He wasn't a rav. He doesn't have good political parties. Nothing. That's what it was. That's what he had more than everybody else. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula in a supernatural way, being able to have recall of anything written anywhere, and how many times it was written in all of Tanakh, and all of Mishnayos, and Gemaras, and Halach, and Zoyar Kodesh. So many stories here. And it's not a shame, every second of his time was very dear to him. And as young as he is, he was mamish from day to night. I mean, everybody knows it's just one part of his schedule of Chazar and Kol HaTorah Kula every year. He's done this for 50 years, 60 years, I don't know anymore. I mean, he's learning Chazar in 7 plots of Bavli, and a few plots of Yerushalmi, and a few plots of Rambam, and a few Simon of the Shulchan Aruch. And she pages with Zoya and Tesefta, Mishnayis, Sfras, Sifrin, Mechilta, all the Midrashim, every year. And he knew it, it wasn't just, you could ask him something right away on the spot. But he had a clarity, that's what I'm saying, that's what we're talking about, it's a clarity. What life is all about. And he had the koyach, not everyone wants again, we're not on this matter again. If our emes of our bitachon in life is going to work or is doing other things like a shah. But it's good just to have a seer of what a person in our day and age can get to, which means everybody has his thing, whatever he's doing, and our place is Hashem, have to try to live more and more with his clarity. Instead, he was a person to every second of his time. Everybody knows that shortened Rosh Hashanah, they used to say. It sounds like a joke. He wants to save time. And then Saturday, he had his guys drain him a cup with all these silly questions. And he never threw anybody out of his thing. The maximum he would sometimes say is, if someone asked him when he finished the conversation, what bracha do you have to make? He'd say, Baruch Shepatrani. He had a good sense of humor. But, I don't know if he said to the person, he said to someone, but there's always, like it says, Ish Bitochen is a person who is Menuchas HaNefesh, always peace. You can go outside of his room and it's like a soccer game or a punching match. I know that people are trying to get in over there and all the things with the stuck is, I don't think there's anybody in history, including Shlomo HaMelech, that raised so much money. And a lot of things were silly ways. They used him, this bracha. He didn't care. That's part of his anidus also. He wants to be chazak la Yisrael. Let's do this. The people in Shugoyim, that's going to bring the money. Not for sure. It's not for clay. I've told you before, I always tell him, stay over that. Somebody wants a chizik and tefillah. The guy said, he doesn't have kavanah and tefillah. So the Chaim answered him that, what's the problem? You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is the problem having kavanah? So the guy was upset that the Chaim didn't understand that. He said, this guy here, like everybody else, had a hard time. And I told the guy, you're crazy. You were sure it's impossible to have kavanah. Now you manage you in our day and age that says, what's the big deal? You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that it is possible. The Gemara says, "I really say to the Kukul, yes, that's when the guy. You see that Satan doing a terrible thing, it has a bad effect on you. Why is it a bad effect on you? Because you see someone can do it. It's like Avachayim, if you see someone doing something super good. It also means it's possible. It's not, somebody says, it's a Gemara that says that when we're in Golis, we can't have Kavanah. It's the Shekin, there's no Shekinah. Says when we're in Golis, we'll be potter from being punished for not having Kavanah, because it won't be, we're not Mizidin. Our minds are a little bit moved about. But only it's impossible. That's the Pshat. This is what we're talking about, Bitofen. Having clarity. I was born into this world by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And every second of my life, I'm sustained by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And everything I have is from Kodesh Baruch Hu. And all other stuff doesn't interest me. I mean, that's possible. I don't have the opportunity to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu here. But if you merely think you're running the world, just they told you, that you're supposed to believe that God runs the world, it's much harder to have a proper kavod. I think that if they say over here, even a possible eitzah for tefillah, whenever you catch yourself, and if you can do it before you start or in the middle, just stop for a second and even think about all the things that are on your mind, or not think about them. Just say to yourself, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I know you take care of anything. I don't have to take care of anything right now. I don't have to take care of anything. Everything will work out. I don't have to do any shtalus. Afterwards, it's shtalus. Now I don't have to do anything. Everything's taken care of. So finally, when we get to the bracha, then, oh, this thing, I don't know how to come with that. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I need your help. And the chayim ladun das. Hashifinu v'yishav sakavinu akiru v'yishav. If you made it to that bracha, give it up. Oh. And if you didn't make it to that bracha, then have kavanah. Maybe next time we'll be able to have kavanah to Avodat Hashem. Whatever it is, for panosah, for health, for feinu, for good of Klal Yisrael. Whenever you catch yourself, just try to detach yourself. We're so connected to everything outside of you, other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes it very hard to have a natural connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's zeichah to have in our midst such a person. The Bahim was Toshit. Toshit. And the Bemet wasn't involved in. He made decisions, yeah. It was all based on his view of the world, which was based on his Keshe Lekosh, both through the Torah, through Chazal, through everything. Even with the Corona, he had his opinions there. Which in the beginning people were very, very, very upset at him. And afterwards people realized that his kivun saved the education of many kids. You see in certain places they closed down for completely. Places for 2 years, places for more than that. It's just irreparable damage. And Baal Hashem, nothing came out of it, No, nothing came out of it. It's an amazing thing. He caught Corona the first time around. It was not. He was like, if you call high risk, like all the high risks in one person. The high risk is in here. And so we should have him a little bit longer. He got out of it. It was an amazing thing. Not only did he get out of it, but he came out physically much more strong than he was when he came into it. Going into it, he was already like a little hazy. And he came out for clarity. Yeah, a couple of times, at the time, his health was not good. And, he got weaker again. There's a tzvi that something to have at least a picture in our eyes of something to have a shifa for. So all the moisten that you can hear, thousands and thousands of moisten. Someone told me that his wife, it's like they say, it could be true, but they don't say it about me. His wife said, what are you promising people that this one's going to have kids and this going to have that? So he said, I'll tell you the truth, that I'd be very happy that they don't come true. This way people stop bothering me. I'm not taking any risk. The best thing I could have. I have nothing to lose. That's the answer, Shemai, like you said. It says, as a Chazal, it says, Hashem loves people that love Klal Yisrael. There's a person in Satchem, you know, by Revolbe used to say, over, you have like a Havdol, a president of university. So he may be the most intelligent person in the university, but very often he's had his leaders and his personality is one of the worst. The big bug guy, and he doesn't have patience for people, and he can't explain things to people that not on his level, and just can't connect to people. And this is Agadas, this is one of the, we could call it a Gaya that Teira Nisinai. A person who's not from age zero, was totally just in his books, detached from the entire world, learning not Yom Vilayim. He didn't know the address of the yeshiva. And that was one of the ways he got out of the army. If they asked him, where's the yeshiva? He says, I have no idea. What street? I don't know. Wasn't kashir for whatever it was, but that's what it was. He didn't take interest in anything because he wanted to just be focused on his he could give the Klal Yisrael his Torah and his Baal Shem, his Zeichet of his Sfarim and Zerayim, and became the classic Sfarim and Yerushalmi, and had dozens of other Sfarim. But what was I saying? That's what I'm saying. That's the beauty of the Torah. That it brings out the beauty of the person. If you came from a person who l'chayr would be emotionally detached from everybody, because it's just you found this far moves, but that's a tremendous master. He tried to get away from people as much as he could. But when he came to it, and people needed him, then he was there for the people, and he let them dream a cup, and he never threw anybody out, and he gave people the chizuk that they needed to hear, and guided them, and you know. Because if a person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah, he gets connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has that care for Klal Yisrael, care for Klal, the Prat, a lot of things. He was following his Rebbe, the Chazon Ish, his uncle, the same thing, tremendous shkia of the Torah, and he's had a shame, a tremendous leib patua for every individual in Klal Yisrael. A few years ago, it was before it was about Big Balagani, went to visit my guy, the driver. He was a Sephardi guy, wasn't from. He said, oh, you come to Afnias, can I come with you? I said, yeah, why not come? It happened to be nobody was there then, I just walked in. So at the end, this guy asked him for a bracha. So Chaim says, are you showing the Shabbos? So he said, no. I said, be showing the Shabbos, you have a lot of bracha. So on the way out, the guy said, "Ah, he's asking us if we're not like the Sephardi ones. They give us bad conditions." So get yourself comfortable. It's true. Not every tzaddik put in other things. He always used to try to give the person some type of physical and Yerushalayim, whatever it was. That was part of his way. Chazik people. A component we have to take out was Nagiatos, to appreciate this Matthias and realize each one of us on our level, this picture that we was able to see, we have to take for ourselves on our level. And realize that if we mashkiya more kreikas into it, we can have more of that beautiful life, the life of clarity of I am connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7, whether I'm in the base of Medrash, so I'm going to work, I'm doing other things. And I make sure to have my times to be learning the Torah properly, which is our most direct connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can't work on my tefillahs, that works for you. It's more Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then be more sensitive to people around me, my own family, people, you know, all around. It's all stemming from the same thing. Like this, that's in the first Halach and Shulchan Aruch. So that person should imagine he's always in front of Shvisi Hashem the Negev Yisrael, always with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it affects the way we talk and the way we behave and the way we act. You know. Like I said, you know, a lot of kids are saying, okay, I have to be the next Rabbi. Not to be the next Rabbi, I have to be the next Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Avraham, and the Antum, be yourself. Their own kodesh. But look at it that way. And the amazing thing also then is, very often a person who wants to be, you know, big Talmud Chacham, a big tzaddik, he's always the lachat. Puts a lot of pressure on himself, pushing himself to this. And everything was always so natural, so peaceful, because that's what Hashem wants it to be. Assess your koichos, and do the maximum with your koichos, in a pleasant fashion. And when you feel pleasant and good about it, that, you know, you feel good with the people around you. Yeah. She's there for the matter. use this tzirurim that we have in front of us in the Chazak HaRom Ketochen, have lives of, like we said, feeling that we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as if it's a Siyas HaShemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that goes.